Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we go into your word, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to be with me, Father, to open my mind and my heart to be receptive to this, thy word, Father, and to any that will listen to this message, that will even download it and listen to it later on. Now, Father, I pray that someone will receive the message that they need this evening that will help to bring them to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I'm going to be in the Gospel of John chapter 10. We're going to start off dealing with the Lord tells us, I am the good shepherd. We know this. And now, let's hear exactly what he has to say to us and tell us about it. In verse 1, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. He's letting us know right there in that first verse that he is the door. He's the shepherd and we are the sheep. And he is the door by which we enter in. And if we do not enter in through him, there's no way that we will ever be able to make heaven our home. We'll be walking in the ways of this world. 2. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Now, you see here, this door is the one who stood in the opening of the stone hole, and the thieves and robbers were the Pharisees. Now, when we go into verse 3, we're going to find something else, too. To him, the poor openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Because, you see, sheep are actually different than most of the other animals. They know and understand their shepherd's voice, and they will follow him. You don't drive sheep or herd sheep like you do cattle or goats or nothing else. You lead them. They will follow you because they know your voice. The sheep know only their own shepherd's voice. And in the Near East, several flocks belonging to different shepherds may be in one fold, a fenced-in area, but only a shepherd's own sheep will follow him out of the fold. Cattle can be driven, but sheep must be led. Now, as we see, they're different. Just like you and I, as the children of Almighty God, are different from those of the world. Because we know the words of our Master's voice, the Lord our God. And he is our shepherd, and we follow him. He don't drive us. He leads us. Yes, he has a plan for each one of us. And as he speaks to us to guide us by his Spirit, we follow that. We follow that voice. And when we do that, everything works out for the good. And according to his will and his way, and not ours are the ways of the world. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. 5. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. You see, those sheep are not going to follow anyone else because they know their shepherd's voice. You and I are not supposed to follow anyone else, meaning those of the world, those of Satan and his little demons. They are supposed to be strangers to you and I as the children of God. And we are to only follow the Lord Jesus and the word of Almighty God. Now, 6. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Why didn't they understand it? Because they really didn't know his voice. They didn't know him. nor his voice. They wasn't understanding. Now, 7. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Because we know that really, until the Lord Jesus Christ came here to the earth and with his ministry opened up the door, there was none righteous. But he's opened up the way for mankind to make heaven their home. Now, it's up to us, each one of us, how we receive his word and whether we are willing to walk in it or not. Now, if we are willing to walk in it and we do what we have been told to do in order to become that child of God, we can walk in righteousness, in salvation, doing the work that God has for each of us to do, to be on our way of making heaven our home. But there's a lot of things that are involved with being that child of Almighty God. Verse 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and go in and out and find pasture. You see, he's still talking to us like sheep, because we are to follow him, depending on him as our shepherd, just like the sheep depend on their shepherd for their safety, for their lives. And we are to depend on him for our safety, our lives. Now, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. You see, this thief he's talking about is Satan and his demons and the things of this world. Because that is exactly what will lead you astray and away from God and lead you down the pathway of destruction that will separate you from Almighty God and take your life. And you will then wind up with them unless you wake up and come to that knowledge of needing someone else different than yourself, knowing that within yourself there is no good thing, especially no good thing of the Spirit. Now, you may be, to mankind out here, you may be a good person. You may even be willing to help others and things that way with different things they need. You may be willing to help those that are hungry to eat. But without the Lord Jesus Christ living in you, you are not one of His. Now, you see, here in 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And that's exactly what he came here on earth to do, was to give his life so you and I could have eternal life with him in heaven, and even have a better life here on this earth as we walk with him and the Holy Spirit and those that are seeking him, helping them along the way until they find him and accept him and become one of his sheep also. Now, 12. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. You see, a hireling, a servant for pay, somebody that's just doing it for money when things come along that are rough, trials and tribulations, to buffet them, they will flee in time of personal danger because he is working for money and neither owns nor loves the sheep, because he's only really there for pay. Think about that. Now, 13. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. 14. I am a good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. He not only knows them, but they know him and they know his voice to follow him. And we know his voice by the word of Almighty God that we study here in this Holy Bible. Now, 15. And as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And we know that that's why he came. That's why the Father sent him. He sent him to lay down his life for you and I, to make a way for us to have eternal life with them. Now, 16. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Now, those first 15 verses. And the sheep he's talking about are the Jewish people. But here in 16, he's talking now about you and I, the Gentile people. Because you see, up until he did die on the cross and was risen and went back to heaven, and then on the day of Pentecost sent the Holy Spirit back to you and I and established this church age that we live in now, up until that time, we knew nothing about him for the most part until he sent us an apostle to teach us Gentile people, which was Paul. Now, yes, there was his, some of his disciples that also would come now and teach as the churches were being founded and established. But up until that time, in fact, they wanted nothing really to do with most of us at all. But now, through him, we have become one family, so to speak. Now, or as he put it there in 16, one fold. There's only one fold. Still speaking as sheep, but speaking as this child of God. We are of the family of Almighty God when we are his. 17, therefore does my Father love me because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man take it from me, but I lay it down of myself. He goes on telling us here, I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. He's letting us know who sent him here, who he is obeying. 19. There was division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, he has a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? You see, they're not even wanting people to listen to him. Others said, these are not the words of him that has a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? They are seeing things he has done. They are those that do realize that there has to be something different about him. Although they may not know exactly what it is, and it may be hard even for them to accept him as the Son of God, which is the name he's gave them. Now, 22. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. 24. Then came the Jews around about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. He has told them, but they wouldn't listen. And he just come out and told them that I am he. But they didn't listen. 25. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And he's putting it plain, straight and plain. 28, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Father gave us to him. You see, the Father, the Holy Spirit, is the one that calls us out of darkness. And then we make the decision on whether we are going to heed that calling and go on to the Lord Jesus Christ and repent and begin following him, or if we're going to reject that calling, continue rejecting him, and go our own way. Now, he tells us here in 30, I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones, began to stone him. When he claimed that he and the Father were one, they were ready to stone him again. And Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? And the Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because thou being a man, maketh thyself God. Jesus answered them, is it written in your law, I said ye are gods? 35. If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God? 36. I do not the works of my Father. Believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works that you may know, and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. That's putting it just as plain as you can ever get it. 39. Therefore, they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand and went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John had first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. Everything that John spoke of this man is true. 42. And many believed on him there. You see, he did have those that believed, but for the most part, they were few, according to those that he was always against. Now, we have come to the end of chapter 10, and I pray that you have gotten something out of this tonight to help you along the way. Now, I pray that you will join with me in the morning. Be back into the Word with me and with Almighty God. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as I shut your Word, Father, I thank you for this Word. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, I thank you for this time that I can come to share your Word with those that will listen. I'm not the one that gives the increase, Father. You are. But I am one, just as John was, crying out, sharing this Word with those that are weak and with those that are in darkness, in order to be able and to be some help unto them, and that the Holy Spirit working through me can touch them and bring them out of darkness and into light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I'm praying for Israel. I'm praying for them to have peace. That these enemies be put down. And Father, that all of Israel will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. This land of ours, Father, this land where I live, Father, is filled with so much evil because we have allowed, Father, to sit back and keep quiet and allowed those that are filled with evil sitting in high places to bring things upon this land of these people that should never have been allowed, Father. I pray and ask, Father, for forgiveness for those that have sat back and kept quiet and this happened. Father, I pray that they can be removed from office and replaced with those that belong to you, that love you, love the Lord Jesus Christ, love your church, love your people, and loves this land, and will work with us to bring this land to repentance and to put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your Word, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for all of those to hear this Word. Father, you know each and every one of them. And I'm praying for each and every one for my Father. And asking that as we close out for the evening and the night, keep us, Father, in health, keep us in safety, and bring us back together again from the morning, back into your world at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. This, Father, is my prayer. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right, all. I pray that you have a great night. Good night.